Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Georgina Sikorsky, who's the executive director with CARE, the Corporate America Recovery Effort. Georgina, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you doing today?
I'm well. It's good to have you on the show. I know you were in Amelia Island last week in Florida, and you had, I think, the largest crowd ever for the CARE annual convention. Is that right?
Yes, we had a terrific conference this year. We had 150 attendees, of which probably 25 to 30% were new folks. So it was a great venue and excellent participation and attendance this year. We also had a record number of exhibitors. We had 15 exhibitors and 12 sponsors. So all in all, it was a great week.
And the weather, you know, was torture in Tennessee, Alabama, and on up through the middle of the Southeast, but it left you alone down there, didn't it?
It did. You know, we were all very concerned about the weather that came through because, of course, many of our friends and colleagues were affected by that. But fortunately, we managed to dodge that bullet.
All right. I know one of the things that you do at this meeting is you roll out your annual report, which is your report card that gives the statistics around everything you've been doing. And it looks like now you've got 98 companies that are diverting carpet from the landfill. Is that right?
Yes, we have. In our CARE reclamation network, we have 98 collectors and processors throughout the United States. I think we're certainly going to break through that magic 100 number in the next 30 days or so. We did have a number of people there at the conference who are looking into starting carpet collection and processing in their local communities. So I think we're going to break through that 100, that magic 100 number soon.
Okay.
So it's very exciting for us.
Yeah. And how many years have you been at the helm now? Is this your second or third year?
I just completed my second year.
Okay. And another report card figure is that you helped divert 338 million pounds of carpet from the landfill. Is that right?
That's right. And that was our result from 2010, which it would be a diversion rate of 5.6%. And that's an increase of 9% versus last year. So our members had a very good year in 2010. They also were able to recycle 271 million pounds of that, which was a 10% increase versus 2009. So both the diversion and the recycling were up versus last year, which continues our year-over-year growth trends. I think we've had that every year since we started, with the exception of one year. So it was a good year, and by all accounts, it looks like we're having another good year in 2011.
All right, and this is the ninth year of the MOU, right? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so as part of moving forward, one of the steps you're going to take is to renegotiate the Memorandum of Understanding, is that right?
Right. We are right now in the process of that renegotiation, and we're hoping to have the document completed by the 1st of October. That will set the vision and the goals for us starting in the year 2012 and beyond. So we are very actively engaged in that right now. I think we have close to 50 participants from the carpet industry, suppliers, entrepreneurs, government representatives, as well as non-governmental associations. So we're all working very hard to try to craft a new Memorandum of Understanding for 2012.
You know, and I think it's very important to point out that 9 years ago when this started, I mean, this was a voluntary effort on behalf of this industry to divert carpet from the landfill. This was not something that was forced on us, right?
That's correct. It was a voluntary, market-driven agreement that was shared by all the stakeholders. And we are somewhat unique out there because it is, to this point, a voluntary, market-based process.
And actually, this is going to be somewhat of a pivotal year for CARE because, thanks to this California law, the AB 2398, you have been tapped as somewhat of the steward. You actually are coordinating the collection of the funds and then how the funds are dispersed, right?
That's right. CARE has been designated as the carpet stewardship organization for the carpet industry in AB 2398, and we will be fulfilling that role until April of 2015. What that means is that we are responsible for putting together a stewardship plan and submitting that to the government agency in California that oversees recycling, and the name of that group is CalRecycle. So we are working very closely with all of the manufacturers to develop the stewardship plan, which will allow us to collect the assessments that will be on invoices for all carpets sold into California starting July the 1st. And then we will be responsible for distributing those funds to members of the carpet recycling industry to meet the goals that have been set out in AB 2398. So it's a very busy time for us at CARE, but also we're very gratified to be able to serve in that role for the carpet industry.
All right, and this kicks in, I mean, this is actual official on July 1st of this year, right?
That's correct. All invoices for carpet that are sold or shipped to the state of California must include that assessment of 5 cents per square yard starting July the 1st.
Okay. And the funds that are coming to CARE that you're supposed to administer, they're actually coming from the manufacturers, or are they coming from retailers? Where do those funds come from?
That's a great question. The manufacturers will be the ones that will be remitting the assessment to CARE, and then they will be adding that onto their invoices to the retailers. Ultimately, the retailers are responsible for adding that assessment onto the invoice to the final consumer. So the retailer will be recouping the 5 cents per square yard from the consumer and sending it to the manufacturer. The manufacturer will be actually remitting the assessment to CARE.
All right. You know, it sounds like you're going to have a lot more demand, at least administratively. Will you be adding staff to administer this?
Not at this point. We are relying on our great board of directors. And also, we've had excellent participation from all of the carpet manufacturers who are part of our stewardship plan. We've been meeting with folks almost on a weekly basis to work on the implementation of AB 2398 from an accounting standpoint, a communications, et cetera. So at this point, we're really relying mostly on volunteers to help us get our programs in place.
All right. Well, before we run out of time, are there any other highlights from last week's meeting that we want to make sure that our listeners hear about?
Yes. One of the key results that I wanted to share with everybody was that we have met another milestone in the world of carpet diversion. In 2010, we had completed the diversion of up to 2 billion pounds of carpet from the landfill since we started in 2002. So that was a great achievement by the CARE members. It took us 6 years to divert the first 1 billion pounds, and it took us a little over 3 years to divert the second 1 billion pounds. So we are definitely accelerating in our trend of keeping carpet out of the landfill, and it's a testament to the great work of the CARE members who are working to recycle all of that material.
So if you keep that same rate of acceleration, it'll be another year and a half before you do another billion, is that it?
That's what my CARE board members are asking us to do, yes. They've already set that challenge out in front of us, and you know, who knows, you know, with the rate things are going, that could very well happen.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing that you did there, I think you elected some new board members.
Yes, we did. We had an election. Two of our incumbent board members are returning, and that is Ron Greitzer and Sean Ragel. And we have two new board members, Thomas Holland from Corporate Floors in Texas, and Sherry Gorman from R.D. Weiss in New York will be joining us on the CARE board.
All right, and one last quick thing. Your annual report is available on the Internet. You want to tell people how to get there?
Yes. If you go to the CARE website, www.carpetrecovery.org, on the front page, you can click on the annual report and you can see a copy.
Okay, great, Georgina. Appreciate you spending time with us today. Again, we've been talking to Georgina Sikorsky, who's Executive Director with CARE, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.